Blog Talk
Hello there,
Radio.
Rhema. Hello there, Rhema Radio. This is Elena Olivia, President of Urban Lore Campaigns. It's been a while, and we are back here in this Christmas season. Merry Christmas to you, happy holidays, and a happy new year. And we'll have all of this week to actually talk a little more about the holiday and do our Urban Glory campaign style holiday celebration. This is a week before Christmas with Urban Glory campaign. And for those of you who have not visited our website, go to www.urbangloricampaigns.web.com, and there is a free gift for you. And it's absolutely free. There is no catch to it. Go to the website, and there's a free gift for you. Just a way of us saying Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for all of your support in every form that you have financially, going to the website, interacting with us with our various events and campaign initiatives, our social networks, all of that. It's a free gift to you from Urban Glory Campaign. Tonight, we are actually going live, and we have a surprise for you. Reverend Breland will be speaking with you in a very, very short time. Be speaking with you, and we're just excited to be back on the air. It's been a little while, but you still have been interacting with us, going on to the website, downloading the previous broadcast, and we are excited about that. And we are back. We will be launching a new 24-hour radio station ran by if you are interested. First time, contact us, send us an email, call us. The number is 202-630-4842. You can email us, urbanglorycampaigns@gmail.com, and we'll be glad to send you some information about that radio station. Tonight I want to actually share with you a poem. The name of it is The Song of Life. Anyone want to get myself situated? Again, don't forget to go on the website and download that free gift from Urban Glory to you. And also give some feedback. Tell us what your thoughts are, how it blesses you. We always love to hear from you. The Song of Life. The Song of Life. In 2012, we have many events planned for you. While we're having a little bit of technical difficulty, so 2012, we have some events planned for partners and for the community. We have conference comments, so you want to stay tuned. You want to join our mailing list. There is a link on the website. Join our mailing list, and we will definitely send information. You know what's going on. Urban Glory. Starting as soon as February, which is Founders Month, we have plans you don't want to miss. Okay, already. Song of Life. A miracle born, a night never to be forgotten. A woman untouched, a birth through immaculate conception. Jesus, the Son of God, the prophecy fulfilled, the light of God, the expression of divinity. The expressway to eternity. Christmas defined authentically. Love manifested completely. He is our salvation. He is the light and joy of our hearts. This light shines from our hearts to the world. The song of life sings, echoes through the earth and the heavens. humanity and the angels join in chorus, singing, "Holy, holy, holy, God sent his Son for redemption of man." May every moment of this Christmas holiday season ring the melody of the song of life, the song that began Christmas night and will never end. The song of life. Merry Christmas to you and to your family. May you enjoy this holiday season. Keep in contact with us. We want to be a blessing to you. We are here for you, to pray with you, agree with you, and much more. I'm actually going to, for sake of time, go ahead and pass the mic over to Reverend Breland with a special message for you tonight.
Well, good evening. Thank you for listening to the broadcast. I'm delighted to be back into the studio. As we have said, it's been quite a while. But we wish you a Merry Christmas, and not necessarily a wish, but we know it's our desire for you to experience Christ's love during this season. What a great way and privilege to share this time. Well, since this Jesus is the reason for the season, let's get into a mini lesson on Christ our King. And he is the reason for the season. But let's find out exactly why. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, knowing that this is the day that you have made and we rejoice and are glad. Thank you for another opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. It is the authority of your word that gives me confidence to make boldly known the mysteries of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I do lean and depend on the Holy Spirit as educator and guide to give me clear articulation of speech and make known your gospel tonight. Holy Spirit, I say, have your way. Anoint the people's ears to hear just a little bit of what God is doing. For Christ is our King, and we celebrate him and him alone this holiday season. So as the word goes forth, let it go forth and come quickly. In Jesus' name, amen. Christ our King. It's always a delight during this time of year to be able to share with you the joys of why we celebrate the Lord Jesus. For truly, Jesus is the reason for the season. The more and more we look into the way the world goes throughout the year and celebrate the holidays, there's nothing like the celebration of Christmas. Christmas is one of the most widespread celebrations all year. And unfortunately, there's a dilemma where many people do not know why we celebrate Christmas. Why do we celebrate Christmas? We celebrate Christmas because it is the time to celebrate the birth of Christ, for if he was not born, he would not have died and be able to bring us the access to eternal life so that we can not only have a blessed hope but also a blessed assurance, and that is life and life abundantly. The Gospel of Matthew is a powerful passage of Scripture to focus on when you want to understand the reason behind the season. The reason behind the season is Christ is our King. For the story of the birth of Jesus differs in the books from Matthew and Luke because they complement each other. While there is much is untold, God has told us all we need to know. Jesus' earthly life began in a stable. His cradle was a manger. His family and associates were humble folk, and he came as a helpless babe. And how human was our Lord. Jesus was hailed by the archangel, welcomed by an angel choir, and worshiped the earth's wisest philosopher. How divine was our Lord. Because most young people, when they begin reading the word begat and the son of, they wonder what these are all about. And we ought to realize that if we are going to indulge in the scriptures, we need to put purposes for our indulgences. So we want to look at the purpose behind Jesus being the reason of the season. And it begins in Matthew. A genealogy is a history of the descent of an individual or family from ancestors. And there are two genealogies of Christ in Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 17, and Luke chapter 3, verses 23 through 28. They are not alike, and they are reasons. There are reasons as to why these two are traces. Christ for different purposes. Matthew traces Jesus' line back to Abraham and David to show us that he was Jew coming from David because he was the coming king. And Luke traces Jesus' line back to Adam to show that he belonged to the human race. Matthew shows Jesus as a royal descent, the king, the Messiah, the lion of the tribe of Judah, and the promised ruler. While Luke shows Jesus as of a human lineage, an ideal man born of a woman. And you'll find these pictures of Jesus are kept all the way through the Gospels, portraying him as Messiah and as man. And that's why we're concerned about these geologies. But these geologies also show us a whole spectrum of the life of Christ. They show us from the very start that he was not just another man, but he was descended from a royal family, and there was king's blood in his veins. And if he were not a king, he could not claim the rulership over our lives. And so Christ is our coming king. Let me give you some proof. In Matthew 1:23, we know that his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. In Matthew 2:6, it says, out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule our people Israel. So we know that a king, he has a king's position. In Matthew 3:3, it says, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his paths straight. Why? Because that's the king's announcement. In Matthew 3:17, we see that this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. So then he has a king coronation. In Matthew 4:10, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and only him shalt thou serve. He has a king's due respect. In Matthew 7:29, and Matthew 5:2, he has a king's proclamation, which says he opened his mouth and taught them. And he taught us them having authority. And then in Matthew 12:30, he has a king's loyalty. He that is not with thee is against me, and he that gathereth not with me are scattered abroad. And, of course, you know, the king has enemies, but the king also has love. In chapter 20, verse 20, we see that the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give life as a ransom for many. Why? Because he's the reason for the season. I say all of these things to you to encourage you as believers and as people of God to not leave Christ out of Christmas. Don't reduce it to just one gift or gifts for children that they desire. For Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving. We can look throughout the rest of the scripture and see how he has a king's glory, how he has a king's sacrifice and the king's victory. And he died being mocked because he was claimed as the king of the Jews. But he rose being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's just exciting to know that we have a God that took on flesh and became like we, so that when he can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities and show us through his lifestyle that we are more than conquerors through him, because he defeated even death, which was the last enemy to be destroyed. I thank God for Jesus today, and I hope you do, as I'm encouraging you to understand that Christ is the coming king. Well, where is he coming to? He's coming to all that receive him. To anyone that calls upon his name, you shall be saved. For if you call upon the name of the Lord, he'll come and rescue you and show it what it means to have life and have it more abundantly. We thank God for Christ our King. Well, I got about 4 minutes, and I want to take time to pray with you and just encourage you to keep listening. We're going to be teaching a whole new methodology of teaching and a lot more information. And you know, we've been on this program since, I believe, 2006. So we're no strangers to this program, but we are just ecstatic about the things that God is doing on behalf of his people. And he's showing us the meanings behind things. You know, and last year we talked about transitioning, going through transitions and preparing. But we are going to learn some new things about this transition and come to some conclusions. And this just begins our journey for the future. Excited and delighted to be with you today. Now, in the future, I will get back on this communication and talk to you about some of the prophecies that are fulfilled. But in the meantime, you can look at Jeremiah 23:3-6 and Jeremiah 38-10 and 33:14-16 and Ezekiel 37:21, Isaiah 9:7, even Hosea 3:4-5, and see that Jesus was not only proclaimed a king, but he fulfilled the scriptures. He said there's something that he must do so that the prophecy might be fulfilled. And I want to talk to you, maybe later this week I'll spend a little more time sharing with you why he truly is the reason of the season, because he's the coming king. And anybody that receives him, he will in no wise cast down. We thank God for Jesus. And this, because of that reason, he is truly the reason for the season. I just encourage you at this time to before you give another gift, to go spend part of your budget, that you time to recognize and glorify his name. Give him a prayer, not only your life, but your commitment to serve him, to follow him for all your days. Well, I thank you for your time tonight, and I thank you for the privilege of being able to share with you, thus saith the Lord. And it's truly a delight to be with you tonight. And we would like to thank you for listening to the Rhema Remnant Radio. We got some classes and materials and stuff alike. Some of the president said, look on our website, find out a beautiful poem that she read. You can download it. Go visit our sites on Facebook, on Twitter, on MySpace, on our websites. And we're all over the place. And, of course, on Blog Talk Radio, we're back. You know, I was considering leaving it, and I still have. But I thank God for even this medium of exchange. I trust that whatever you set your hands to do, you will do, because greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. You remember Romans 10:9-10 says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. The mouth confession is made unto salvation. Just repeat these words after me. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and that God raised Jesus from the dead. I thank God for the work that he has for me at Calvary. And once you have prayed something simple like that, it activates the process. The scripture tells you don't forsake the assembly of yourselves with other believers as the manner of some is in a Bible believing teaching church that teaches you the uncompromised word of God and makes certain that they introduce you to the promise of that relationship through the empowerment of the Holy Ghost, so that way you can experience and be able to live the Christian life through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then from there, you just study, show yourself approved, and keep growing in the things of God. And again, thank you for listening tonight. I just trust, I think someone called upon the name of the Lord to be saved. Thank you for joining us. In the future, we're going to be on here teaching more word and get into the studies. I'm excited about some of the things that are going to be happening. God bless you, and good night.